And we're continuing true peace and true peacemaker. I want to expose, and we're going to look at 2 Timothy 3 and 4. I'm going to just read it to you in a moment, and then I'm going to break it down, and so you can see there's such a demonic thing going on in this nation. God's given us power and authority. It's time to use it. No more churchianity. Mm-hmm. Cute little, feel-good messages are great. We need them. You need all the hope you can possibly get in this time. But you know what? It's time to put our big boy and girl pants on, put our warrior boots on. Well, I don't want to be a warrior. Too late. Mm-hmm. How many are believers? You have been drafted into the kingdom of God. You have been drafted, and you are now in God's army. Isn't that awesome? Yes. You are a warrior. And now you have to learn how to fight the good fight of faith. We are more than conquerors. We win.
Amen.
We win. We win. Do you hear me? We win. Well, there's a lot of evil going on. And let me help you. There always will be evil. There always was evil. Since the fall of man, evil has been present. You're not going to get rid of evil until Jesus comes back and literally sets his physical kingdom up. But bless God, we can certainly hold things back, push things away, and see the glory of God like never before.
Hallelujah.
Do you actually think God's going to be outdone during this time? You've got to be kidding. Now, the church as we know it is changing. It's changing. Some think for the bad, but I'm telling you it's for the good. Because God's going to flow in people like you who knows you. People around you, friends, family. You're not well known in the world system. You're well known in God's kingdom.
Amen.
And I want to be well known in the kingdom of darkness. Why? Oh boy, look at them. They're up meeting this morning. They're getting some marching order. Oh, you know, devils should be trembling, not partying. You know, isn't lawlessness needs laws to set things up, but they're according to what they want to set up. Chaos, why do you think chaos comes in? To break the law of God so they can establish their own. That's demonic. I don't want to swing over to that, that's tonight. Let me just read you my introduction. People are facing things in a world that have no natural solutions. There are none. We are battling the spirits of lawlessness, division. Racism is not mentioned in the scriptures. It's division.
Yeah.
Racism has been from the beginning. As soon as man falls, you have racism. Call it division. It's been there from the beginning. Read your Bible. It's been there. Because man is evil. And when you have evil trying to rule, oh my God, it's horrible. You have to understand, don't be afraid of the truth. Don't be afraid of what's right. Don't be afraid to declare what God said. I said there, you know, I tell them there has to be a change of a heart from the inside. Without a change of the heart. Remember last week, for from within. From within comes evil. Why? It's part of the fallen sin nature of man. Do you understand that? And so, when you can't placate evil, You have to do away with it. That's why God said, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. He takes away that old and brings in the new. Thank God. That we are the people who can love. We are the people that can bring forth the reconciliation. You have a ministry of reconciliation, the Bible says. In 2 Corinthians 5, we're going to look at that hopefully in a little bit. The ministry to reckon, what does reconciliation mean? It means to make peace between people. Well, reconciliation between God and man. When you have that, I can have peace with other people. If you don't have peace with God, let me start reading in 2 Corinthians 3 in here. I never finished reading my introduction. The only solution for the ailment, or we are battling a spirit of lawlessness, division, fear, and confusion. Fear. People are afraid. Now, we're to the place where we're almost afraid to legislate the law. See how perverted that is? The only solution for the ailments of mankind is a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We are in a real time of spiritual warfare. Can't put your head in the sand. It's all around. You know, we went from coronavirus to the protesting, rioting, and the destruction of businesses. What's the solution? God. His love. God's love will heal bitterness. God's love will heal anger. God's love will heal division. God's love will heal your body. God's love heals. God's love brings in peace. When you have peace with God, you know everything's going to be all right, even in the midst of what's going on. We must learn how to fight in the spirit with God's power and walk in love. 2 Timothy 3, verse number 1. Are you ready for this? We're going to expose the schemes of the devil. I'm going to read to you. This is your Bible time. Tell your children, right? Bible time. Here we go. But know this. I'm going to read out of New King James. But know this, in the last days, perilous times will come. Harsh, savage, difficult, dangerous, painful, fierce, grievous, hard to deal with. That's what that word means. The word describes a society that is barren of virtue but abounding with vices. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers. You know that word slander? We're going to look at it. In the Greek, diabolos, devil. Without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. The form of godliness, it's up in smoke, denying its power. That word power there is dunamis, denying the explosive power of God. Without God's power, we're emasculated. And let's be real. Without God's power, what are you going to do? That's what happened to T.L. Osborne when he first went to India. Preaching about Jesus. Well, the Hindu leaders, you know, they would bring a Sanskrit. This is our holy book. No, the scriptures are holy. No, it's Jesus. And they could just kind of debate it. He left India absolutely heartbroken, tormented, cried out to God because nothing happened at all. Zip. Cried out to God. And God told him, I want you to go back. But you're going to go back in the demonstration of my power. And when he went back, he became one of the greatest evangelists that we've ever known in history. Of miraculous things and the love, preaching the love of God and healing and deliverance. Just incredible things. Because he knew, without the demonstration of the power of God, it's like a debate. Now, remember something, truth equals power. When you know the truth, you already have the power of God because you know the truth. And the truth is what makes people free. But let's keep reading here. And from such people turn away. Wow. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. There's more knowledge in the world than ever before. God said knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. Knowledge. But never coming into the knowledge of the truth. Big deal if people have knowledge. I want truth. I want God's word. Because that's the power, and that's what's going to bring reconciliation to people. Say amen. Amen. Now, as James and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these people. So do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt mind, disapproved concerning the faith, but they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all as theirs also was. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. Out of all of it, God's delivered. God will deliver you from all of it. Praise God.
Amen.
Whatever you're facing, God will deliver you. He delivered Paul from all of them. Praise God. Ugh. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Okay, let's skip over that. But even men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. God wants us to be equipped and for every good work. We are equipped.
Amen.
We're not bumbling morons. You have more wisdom on the inside of you than you even know. You know more than a lot of believers. You've been taught well. Now, God said, I want my love and my power to be magnified out there, everywhere you go. Say amen.
Amen.
I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and dead, and is appearing in this kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. They will not endure sound doctrine. But according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Say amen.
Amen.
We're coming back in a moment. Revelation 6. Go to Revelation 6. These are trying to come on. You have to understand, we're in the church age. As long as the church is here, bless God, these things are not going to overrun. It's a whole different story when the church is gone. Now I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice like thunder, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow and a crown with him, was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. When he opened the second seal, I heard a second living creature saying, come and see. Another horse, this is where I want to get to, fiery red, went out. And it was granted to the one who sat on it to take peace from the earth. Do you see that? It was granted to him to take peace from the earth. I believe this is during the tribulation period. But that spirit is trying to rise up now. We're seeing a preview. We are peacemakers. We talked about last week. We have true peace and we are peacemakers. This thing will not overthrow this country at this time. You have to believe that and fight in the spirit. And that people should kill one another, and there was given to him a great sword. I looked in my Bible, you know what it said about this horse? And I thought, my goodness. This horse let me find it. Fiery red is the symbol of civil war and strife. Did you just hear what I said? Civil war. Civil. We're seeing civil out there war. That thing's trying to... Now, if the church just sleeps, that thing gains more and more strongholds. You got towns who've given over their leadership to anarchy. This thing is a symbol of civil war. Do you think it's bad now in areas? Well, man, that's not too positive. Oh, this is very positive because I want you to see that God, you are here for such a time as this. God saw that from the beginning, from before the foundation of time, he's laid out all of our days, the Bible says in Psalm 139. He saw from eternity past that you and I would be here. He wanted us here during this time. To lose? Nowhere in the scriptures do I see that he has called us to lose. Show me. I can't find a scripture. You are less than a conqueror called to lose. No, you're more than a conqueror.
Amen.
He's given you a future and a hope. Does that mean when tough times come that that scripture doesn't pertain to us? Absolutely not. I'm telling you, in the midst, God is showing himself faithful. He will supply all your need. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you would ever ask or even think.
Amen.
In that time.
Amen.
Remember, you have a covenant with God. Covenant. You know what people need? They need covenant. People are joining and rah-rah and joining things that they don't even know what they're doing. Why? Blinded. The God of this world has blinded the minds that don't believe. They're blinded. We see things. And we're like, you can't see that? No, they cannot. Did you hear me? They cannot. Why? They're blinded. They can't see. If you held up your fingers in front of a blind man, how many fingers? They could guess. Well, there's five fingers on a hand, so they have a 20% chance of guessing right. No, they can't see it. You see things that people can't see. And the Holy Spirit will even let you see things even deeper. Why does he reveal things? So we'll pray, we'll intercede. What good is that? Before God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, who did he talk to? He went and talked to Abraham. He said, I got to let Abraham know what's going on here. Why? You ever think about why? Because Abraham was in a covenant. God speaks to his covenant people. He'll show us the secrets of his covenant, Psalm 25. He speaks. What's the problem is people aren't listening. They don't want to. They're not hearing. When he said, if you want to hear, he'll talk to you. He'll show you things to come. Isn't that what the scriptures say? Okay, go back to 2 Corinthians 3. Don't tune out yet. I want you to see that in these last days, how demonic things are. You don't have to be afraid of demons. We have authority over them. Cast them out. Bind them up. Well, but God's going to have to get rid of his church. Abraham said, if there's 10 righteous people, we destroy them. He said, no. How many? There's more than 10 right here. We are the last bastion of freedom. I told some, we're still the greatest nation in the world. And they kind of looked at me like, huh? People complain, go move. Go to another country. Go. You never see them, you know, if so-and-so gets an office, I'm leaving the country. 4 years later, they haven't left yet. Because they know their bread and butter's here. Where are you going to go? We'll go to Iran. Okay, go. Go to China. Afghanistan. Go to England. England got, every nation got their issue. Are you 2 Corinthians 3? But know this, in the last days, perilous times will come. I want you to see some things here. For men will be lovers of themselves.
2 Timothy.
What did I say?
2 Corinthians.
2 Timothy 3. She's in the spirit, so she heard 2 Timothy, right? 2 Timothy 3. No. For men will be lovers of themselves. You know what that word means? In reality, it is not the one who simply loves himself, but one who loves himself more than he ought to, involving self-conceit and selfishness. They're off the deep end. They're just so self-centered. People are in it for themselves. Who are they kidding? You want to do away from the law because the law is written in the tablets of the heart. Every person's guilty before God. They're out there doing things, lawlessness. That law that God's put in, man, it's condemning. So what do? We're going to set up our own laws. We're going to get rid of the laws. Okay, let me come back. I don't want to get... Lovers of money. Boasters. Proud. What does that mean, proud? I won't even read the Greek word because they... But it means proud. One who shows himself above his fellow men in honor, preferring himself. Two wrongs don't make a right. Are there injustices? Absolutely. There are. There'll be an injustice tomorrow. There is injustice. God's going to bring his divine justice. Blasphemers. The Greek word is blasphemos. Derived probably from blacks, sluggish, slow, stupid. To be abusive, reviling, destroying one's good name. Wow. People are destroying one another's names. stuff doesn't have to be true. Why? That's a blasphemer. Disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. That word unholy means wicked. There's no peace for the wicked. Isaiah 48:22 is another place in Isaiah. There's no peace for the wicked, the unholy. There's no peace. If there's no peace, they will make everybody else's lives miserable many times. Why? They have no peace. They have no peace with God. They live in guilt. They live in condemnation. You don't think people that are killing other people? Now, you can get to the place where you can sear your own conscience, and you'll see, and you wonder, how in the world could a person be so evil? But that guilt, condemnation, gnawing at them. Get rid of them. Through the law of the knowledge of sin. Get rid of it. It's good. Lawless, get rid of it. Why? Because the law. I'm coming back. You gotta come in. Unloving. You know what that means? Without family love. They want to remove the structure of the family. No, it's more community. Well, I understand you have the community too. Once you try to start removing what God's ordained, God ordained the family, once you start removing those things, you're going to have chaos. You're going to have more problems, not less. Again, that's that spirit of lawlessness trying to rise up. That fiery red horse brings strife and civil war. And this is real. I won't leave you here. Unforgiving. Aspando. It sounds Spanish, how I said it. Listen to this. Unforgiving. The absolutely irreconcilable one who, being at war, refuses to lay aside his enmity or to listen to terms of reconciliation. Implacable, relentless, they're in a state of war. You read it again. This is a person who's unforgiving. People want reconciliation only if it benefits them and them only. Many times, not everybody. But when you start peeling things back, what's behind it? Self. Selfish. Me, me, me. Me. You owe me. You owe me. Well, if I owed you something, I'd give it back to you. You owe me. Why? Why? Well, because. The absolutely irreconcilable one who, being at war, refuses to lay aside his enmity. You got to lay aside your enmity. Or to listen to terms of reconciliation. That's why the only reconciliation between God and man. First, then I can reconcile. If there's none of you placate people until the next thing happens. Then I'm going to rise up. Then the next thing happens. I'm telling you, there will always be injustice. How dare you say it? Is there a kingdom of darkness?
There is.
Okay. Then you're going to have it. We got at least 7 more years. Why? Because the tribulation is 7 years. If you want to be here, God bless you. I'm going with the first load out of here. You want to have it be according to your faith. Well, I believe one more. Well, you can stay. God bless you. Maybe God in his mercy will still take you. Well, the absolute, and we're real on time, irreconcilable one. See, it's all demonic behind. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Refuse to lay aside his enmity or to listen to terms of reconciliation, implacable, relentless, in a state of war. Now, there's got to be justice. There's got to be things that change, reform. Yes, absolutely. Nobody's denying that one. Look around in the room. You have Hispanic, you have black, you have white, you have Asian. It's the church. Where's your citizenship? Heaven. You're Havanian, like Marissa said. If you're Havanian, that's the culture you pick up more than any other culture. People want to hear that. Your culture is the kingdom culture. Your kingdom come, your will be done. That doesn't mean we erase who people are. No, God made you different. If we're all the same, my God, we're like robots. Marissa and I, we're so different. So different. But do you understand covenant? God doesn't bring two the same in covenant. He brings people that are different in covenant together, so you draw on each other's strengths and cover each other's weaknesses. Goodness. God in his covenant, he covers us up completely. Hallelujah. Slanderers. I'm just going word for word. I looked at every one of these words, ones that had more meaning than, you know, disobedient to parent. Well, what does that mean? You're disobedient. You don't listen. You don't any authority. I don't want to listen. Romans 13. We'll talk about that tonight. Romans 13. What? If you are a lawbreaker, you should be afraid of law enforcement. That's what the Bible says. Why? Because they're execute justice of God. Do law, have they ever done wrong to right people? Yes, they have. Yes. We make it sound like they do it 99% of the time. It's bad. My goodness. There's injustice everywhere you go. Within the white community, black community, Hispanic community, Asian community, and between communities. I mean, that's right, Willie? I mean, it's everywhere. My goodness.
All the time.
People are prejudiced against one another in their own race in the natural.
But Hispanic.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah. I had that come against me before in the past.
What?
Because I'm an interracially married.
Ooh. You are?
Wow.
I'll never guess. Wow. You never guess?
What? Wow.
Never guess.
And boy, I...
Only in summertime. Especially in
the summer. I remember, you know, my wife's relative.
Married this Indian woman.
You're not family. Who are you? And boy, they... Why? Because I was different. Not Hispanic.
Hey, my mom called you the El Americano for many years. Right? Did you not? She didn't even know his name for years.
You know what?
That's the truth.
Did I cry?
Nah. At least she would ask how you were.
Slanderers. Are you ready for this? Slander. Slander? Diabolos. So, to do my due diligence, I looked up every scripture in the New Testament in the Greek diabolos. Only three times is it translated different than devil. Three times, and the three times it uses the word slander. The rest is devil. It's the same Greek word. Here's what that means. A slander. There's slandering going on all the time now. Now listen to this. One who casts either himself or something else between two in order to separate them. The false accuser. Did you hear what I just said? One who casts either himself or something else between two in order to separate them, to bring division, to separate them. That's the work of the devil. Diabolos. You know, I like when Spanish, Diabolos. It's a work of a demon. Let's keep going. Without self-control. Brutal. You know the word brutal means savage. Brutal. Despisers of good. Oh man. A person who despises goodness or good men. This word only occurs in 2 Timothy 3:3. That's it. They despise goodness or good men. What do they got to do? They got to tear them down, lie about them, and make you think. It's going on everywhere. That's why I'm telling you, you have to be before God in prayer, turn off your ears to the junk, so that you can hear from God, and God will direct you. That person's evil, and you'll know in your heart that's not true. That's why you build your character. You have character because if something comes, that those spirits come against you, that others know that's a lie because I know that person. I know their character. You cannot compromise to get ahead in life. It doesn't work. What you compromise to keep, you will eventually lose it. You cannot compromise to keep something. It doesn't work. The enemy wants you to compromise so much that we become pansies, weaklings, emasculated pansies that can't do anything. We're afraid to say anything because, man, I'm going to be ripped. No, you speak the truth. We were in India the first time. Dr. Thomas, myself, and Pastor Mike Kell. We're talking, and Dr. Thomas says, just preach Jesus, the Word of God. He said, don't attack Hinduism or any of those. Pastor Mike said, why? What'll happen? He said, they'll kill you. He laughed. He said, no, really, what's going to happen? What would happen? He said, they'll kill you. And finally, like, and they will. They'll kill you. Happens all the time. Thank God in America, we're so out on the other side now. People say all kinds of stuff. Free speech. Some of the free speech isn't free speech at all. It's absolutely destructive. I'm going to call it free speech. Free speech only works on some if it's what I say. As soon as you disagree with me, they rise up in anger and growl. Wait a minute. What's all that about? Spirit. It's a spirit behind it. You have to get a hold of this. Traitors. Again, I'm taking my time because I want you to see how evil this stuff is. Traitors. I didn't put it down. I put the number, but I don't have anything. Forget it. Headstrong. Means reckless. The New Living says reckless. Haughty. You know what haughty is? From typhos, smoke, symbolizing pride, because they're blown smoke, pretty much. Literally, it's from the word that means smoke. Symbolizing pride, insolence, rude and disrespectful behavior. In the passive, this word, to be drunk with pride, with a heart lifted up not only against man, but against God. They lifted their heart up against God. I read something in Seattle, a street preacher is preaching, right in there. They attacked them. They gripped them. Their head is trying to strangle him. And he was sexually abused by homosexuals. That's what it said. Man, I read that like sounded like Sodom and Gomorrah. That's where, you know, there's no law no more. Lawless. We're fighting for the hearts of man and the very soul of America now. We're at that place where if he can bring America to its knees, it will open up the world for the Antichrist completely. It's not going to happen quite yet. Thank God. All right, you probably heard enough. Well, let's. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness. In 2 Timothy 3:5, it refers to the external form of the Christian life with no inner power, the mere appearance or mask of pious conduct. It's a farce. A form. Form of the Christian with no inner power. You shall receive power, the Holy Spirit, the dunamis power. Where? From within. It's having a form of godliness. There's no inner power. And from such, people turn away. Go to 2 Corinthians 2. Reason I wanted to break that down and show you these words and so that you can see it's demonic. And until we finally recognize what it is and fight, you cannot fight in the natural. You got to fight in spiritual. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. The stronghold being set up. You have police all over resigning. They're leaving. They're walking away. Why? They're sick. Even in the floor, they're treated like dogs, like animals. You cannot be against law and order. It's the very fabric of society. God is the one who set it up from the beginning. That when God established the law, he waited from the fall to Moses. Was what, about 2,000 years? Maybe even a little longer than that. He finally, the law, you read in Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, the second giving of the law. You start reading, and again, it's the ceremonials, the morals, the dietary laws, how to walk. The law could never, never, never stop sin. It can box it in, but the law, just giving you a little tip, the law points, it's your tutor to point you to Christ. You need something greater. You take away law, you're going to have absolute chaos. And when you have chaos, they'll set their own law up. Still have to have it. It's like somebody said, division and being a traitor has to have allegiance to it to keep going. They call for their allegiance. Hey, 2 Corinthians, it's very quiet. Well, it's very somber. It needs to be so that we can wake up. Wake up. It's not just 2 Corinthians, we're past those things. 2 Corinthians 2. Verse number 14. Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. What does God want us to do? To diffuse the fragrance of his knowledge everywhere we go. I can live godly. I am at peace with God, therefore I can have a spirit of peace. People feel it. It's like they said, when I heard your voice, and they said, man, that's weird. It was like a religious experience. He said, all of a sudden, how did they word that? Like, I just felt,
yeah,
like peace, is like it just diffused. And I went right to sleep. Mm-hmm. Wasn't a family member. And they said, man, and the other person said, man, that's freak, that's weird, you know. Why? Because it's the fragrance of who we are. That's why the enemy wants you to compromise. When you compromise, that fragrance starts stinking a little bit more. This is better than what you think. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one we are the aroma of death, leading to death. I forget, the New Living says that, like a stench or...
what verse?
I'm in 15, 16.
16 says...
Dreadful smell of death.
Yeah. Dreadful smell of death. And doom. You ever smell death? Lord, Bach. God.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Ugh. Yeah. To the one we are aroma of death, leading to death, and to the other the aroma of life, leading to life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not as so many peddling the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as from God we speak in the sight of God in Christ. Do we begin again to commend ourselves, or do we need to, as some others, epistles of commendation to you or letters of commendation from you? You are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read by all men. Clearly, you are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God. Not on tablets of stone, but on the tablets of flesh, that is, of the heart. And we have such trust through Christ toward God. Why do you keep reading? Because there's no chapter and verse when it was written. We put it in for easier to read and study in that. But many times it's long thoughts. And he says, and we have such trust through Christ toward God, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. We are a minister of the new covenant. Why? The Spirit gives life. The letter killed. The letter of the law killed. The letter of the law condemns. The letter of the law brings guilt. That's what law does. To the one that breaks. All right. Are you still with me? Now, go to 2 Corinthians 5. I guess we'll close. You don't want to miss tonight. Okay. When we start seeing things, man, it helps you to understand and then pray right. Deal with people in love. Love doesn't just, you know, oh, just love them, do let them do whatever they want. You let your children do whatever they want? Oh, I love them. I just let them be absolutely, you know, be disciplined. Children need discipline. And when they are disciplined, They know you love them. You let someone do whatever they want to do, that's not love. There's no boundaries. When there's no boundaries, there's no self-control. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You know what? People need a new identity. It's one thing to identify with a movement. It's another thing to identify with God. You identify with God, you'll have a new movement, but the new movement will be the Kingdom of God movement. Then you can love a person for real. I love you, that's why I'm going to lock you up. Because we're not going to allow you to destroy someone else's life. Well, just let them burn down buildings. How about if it was your building? How about it was your house? It's different when it's that. You know, everybody says a lot of things. Well, until it comes knocking on their door, then what? When people's tunes change. Again, that's that fear-mongering, lawless spirit that's under our foot. Don't come to my area. Why? You see the chariots of fire? You see? No, I don't see them. Lord, open their eyes. Everywhere you go, there's angels protecting you. Well, I don't believe that. Okay, you don't have to believe it. Watch what you say, because they respond to the voice of the Word of God. You tie your angels up and get their brains beat out in the spirit. I can't imagine doing something. They'll be like, I don't want to work for you anymore. Because my God, you don't say anything right. These angels are warriors. God dispatches them. And God said, you know what? You can dispatch them too if you want. Well, I don't believe in the war. Let there be peace on earth. You know, isn't something Jesus said? I haven't come to bring peace. I came to bring a sword. Depending on what, I came to bring division. Jesus said, you know, mother against daughter. Well, wait a minute. Because one will accept and one won't. Now all of a sudden you got a mess in the house. Who's going to win? God? All things become new. People need something to identify with that's real and lasts forever. All these other things don't last. They go from one thing to another. Oh, I can rise up over here. Oh, nah. Oh, I see another uprising. And then they pay them to do whatever they want to do. People are paid. Why? They're lovers of money. They love money, so they'll bring destruction. Doesn't matter. Again, it's Diablo. It's a devil behind that. The devil doesn't want to be exposed. You know, he's got a little pitchfork. Oh, I wish that's all he had. Pitchfork. I'll throw a baseball in between the eyes. There goes his pitchfork. And it drops to the ground. I'll take his pitchfork. Verse 18. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Look at that. He has reconciled us to himself. God loves people so much, he's reconciled. He said, you know what? You that person that is, we would consider vile and wicked, God says, you know what? I've reconciled you to, through my son to me. Receive it. See, when God's love gets into the heart, God's love can melt the hardest of hearts. Remember Santa Claus 3? Anybody see Santa Claus 3?
What was it, Jack Frost?
Froze everything. And what melted?
A warm heart.
Isn't that something? Why, love will cover multitudes. You know, we want to bring up what people said or did 10 years ago. How would you like all your stuff to be brought up constantly? They bring it up, oh my God, and they get fired for something they said or did 10 years ago. What the heck is that? Because now we want to be politically correct. Whatever that means, I don't know. Willie, maybe you can explain it, because I don't understand what that means.
I'll tell you later.
Yeah. It's only correct if you believe like I do. I have a problem. You don't want to believe like me? You don't believe in Jesus? You have your right to go to hell. Go for it. Enjoy. You think you're enjoying now? That's why we're trying to keep people out of there. That is that God was in Christ reconciling the world himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. We have the word of reconciliation. It's reconciled with God first. When I can reconcile with God, then you can reconcile with your fellow man. Again, if we're just going to reconcile, how long will that last? God's covenant lasts forever. Change of heart will last forever. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. You know what the Spirit of God is saying? He's saying, be reconciled to me. Every person out on the street, every person, God's saying, I want you to be reconciled to me. Then I'll give you something else to march about too. When you're reconciled with God and He wipes away sin and He takes away that sin consciousness, when He wipes the guilt and the condemnation and there's true freedom, oh my goodness. You're going to see, I'm telling you, you're going to see multitudes of people go from one extreme to the other. Why? Because they're going to be reconciled with God. Their heart's going to be changed. And all of a sudden, they're going to be like Saul of Tarsus preaching Jesus. Wait, you just did this. I just saw you burn this place down. Now you're preaching Jesus? Amen. That's God's reconciliation. That's God's covenant. That's God's love. And He's made you and I to be a peacemaker. A peacemaker first has peace with God. We talked about this last week. You have peace with God. Therefore, I can now help you to have peace with God and then with other people. That's a true peacemaker. The world's not called to be a peacemaker. No. God's people are called to be peacemakers. And then, like I said, we have law enforcement, the law, in order to be peacekeepers. Well, I don't want that. Because what's controlling your thoughts is that lawless spirit, the Antichrist spirit, who wants to seek and destroy your very soul. And they're being eaten up from within, and they don't even know it. People are being. We get upset. But I'm upset more at the devil who's blinded them. And they're saying and doing that. Jesus hanging on a cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't even know what they're doing.
The only forgiveness comes through God. That's how you and I can forgive someone else who hurt us. If not, man, you've got eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Do you believe that? Well, yes, I believe in the law. Believe in order. Well, who said your law is right? That's why you go to the book. Go to the book. You go to the truth. Amen. I'm done. Father, we thank you this morning, Lord, that we are ministers of reconciliation. Lord, we are ministers of the new covenant. Not of the law, but of the Spirit. The Spirit gives life. The Spirit. Lord, thank you for revealing these things to us. That we can be on the tower. We're watchmen on the tower. Lord, we're praying. We're interceding. And Lord, in wherever we go, our oikos, our sphere of influence, Lord, that we can influence people for good because of your Spirit, because of your love, and because of the truth. Mercy always comes with truth. There is no mercy without truth. And there's no truth without God's mercy. So, Father, thank you for helping us, changing us. Lord, thank you that no evil befalls us, nor shall any plague come near our dwelling place. Lord, you've given your angels charge over us to protect us in all of our ways. Lord, we will be a peacemaker. Lord, thank you for your covenant purposes to be at the forefront. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I want to receive our tithes.